are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.
You're listening to Sage Advice Podcast and you're with Indrajeet, and today we are discussing PTSD. And if you have been listening to all the other conversations, this series that we are doing, you would have got an idea by now what PTSD is and how it distinguishes itself from acute stress. And we have Shanaz Doctor here who's elaborating on this. Now I'm going to ask her the next question. What are the different types of PTSD?
Hi Indrajeet and hi listeners. There are five types of PTSD that we normally speak of. Mm-hmm. The first one is a normal stress response. This is what occurs before PTSD begins. Mm-hmm. It, however, does not always lead up to full-blown disorder. So you could have, for example, accidents, injuries, various illnesses, surgeries, and other source of unreasonable amount of tension and stress, mm-hmm. which can lead to this response. This stress response can be effectively managed and support with the support of family, friends, individual counseling sessions, group therapy sessions, and the person may recover within a few weeks.
Okay.
The second type of PTSD that we talk about is the acute stress disorder. Mm-hmm. Although not same as PTSD, it can occur in people who have been exposed to what is or what may feel like a life-threatening event. Mm-hmm. So, for example, natural disasters like earthquakes, tsunamis, any kind of a natural disaster, mm-hmm. loss of loved ones, mm-hmm. loss of a job or risk of death are mm-hmm. stressors that can lead to an acute stress disorder. If this is left untreated,
right,
it may actually develop into a post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay.
And this, again, acute stress disorder can be treated through individual or group therapy as well as psychiatric treatment, by which I mean psychiatric medication. Mm-hmm. The third one is the uncomplicated post-traumatic stress disorder. This type of a disorder is linked to one major traumatic event.
Okay.
And actually is the easiest form of PTSD to treat. Mm-hmm. You know, symptoms might include that the person would want to avoid the trauma reminders. There may be nightmares, there may be flashbacks to the events, mm-hmm. there may be irritability, mood change, and changes in relationships too.
Right.
This too can be treated through therapy and medication. Mm-hmm. The fourth one is the complex PTSD. Now, this is the opposite of the uncomplicated post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's caused usually by multiple traumatic events and not just one. Mm-hmm. This type of a disorder is more common in abuse or domestic violence cases, repeated exposure to war, or sudden loss. While the symptoms of both the complex as well as the uncomplicated post-traumatic stress disorders are the same, the treatment for the complex post-traumatic stress disorder is more intense. Mm-hmm. Individuals with this disorder can be diagnosed with even borderline or antisocial personality disorders or dissociative disorders, as we call it in mental health. Mm-hmm. What that means is they may exhibit various behavioral issues, right, such as being impulsive or aggressive, mm-hmm. substance abuse or sexual impulsivity. They can also exhibit extreme emotional issues such as intense rage, depression or panic.
Okay.
And the last type of post-traumatic stress disorder that we have is the comorbid PTSD. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a blanket term for co-occurring disorders. We usually apply this when a person has more than one mental health concern, mm-hmm. which is often coupled with substance abuse issues. So, comorbid PTSD is extremely common, as many people suffer from more than one condition at a time.
Right.
It is always advisable to treat both the commingling mental health condition and the comorbid PTSD. Mm-hmm. Very often people try to treat it on their own. This is a major problem, either with medication or, you know, other destructive behaviors, mm-hmm. like alcohol or drugs to numb the pain. Mm. which obviously only makes things worse and prolongs the treatment. So it is very important that the person or the loved ones realize that this person is suffering through a post-traumatic stress disorder and seek professional help.
That's a very important tip indeed. And I think the next obvious step is to discuss the symptoms and then how to help those people. But for that, you got to wait. Keep listening to Sage Advice. We'll be back.
You are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.